Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tony Welser. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tony Welser. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Zach Weed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner strikes out. Two outs. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Zach Weed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weed hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Welzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welzer strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 1 in the game. Flagstead hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cobb tags and moves to second. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 1 in the game. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaner strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a line drive to left field. Shaner throws towards the plate. Hoffman fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hoffman. Bishop scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. French moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Cobb reaches second base with a double. French scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert pinch hits for Tony Welzer. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert strikes out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert now playing right field. Ted Wingfield now pitching. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 2 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into right field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Galloway strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with Wingfield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0 for 2 in the game. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cobb. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Ted Wingfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reagan moves to third. Two outs. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingfield fields it and throws to third for the out. Hale moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. French moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for a double play. French scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarbert hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0 for 3 in the game. Wheat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Dykes scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 3 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead. Grove reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Grove moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grove scores. Bishop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Athletics. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. French hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Cobb reaches third base with a triple. Flagstead throws the ball into Hoffman, who tags Cobb trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hale scores. French goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0 for 3 in the game. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Flagstead moves to second. It's 12-2, Athletics. Grover Hartley pinch hits for Ted Wingfield. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.